Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of February 2019. Supreme Court has said that linkage of PAN with Aadhaar is mandatory while disposing a special leave petition against an order of Delhi High Court which it passed before Supreme Court's constitutional bench judgment in Aadhaar case. Supreme Court has upheld constitutional validity of Rule 12 of Uttar Pradesh High Judicial Service Rules, 1975, which provides cut-off date for fulfillment of age criterion, 35 to 45, as 1st day of January. Supreme Court has observed that in a suit filed under Section 38 of the Specific Relief Act, permanent injunction can be granted only to a person who is in actual possession of the property on the date of suit. Supreme Court has reduced punishment imposed on a man who was convicted for receiving a bribe of 1,200 rupees in the year 1985, to period already undergone and observed that long pendency amounts to a special reason for imposing lesser penalty in corruption case involving meager bribe amount. Supreme Court has observed that job experience as assistant company secretary or a management trainee cannot be treated as that of a company secretary. Madras High Court, in a reprieve to ICICI Bank, has ruled that it finds no ground to interfere in order of Chennai Debts Recovery Appellate Tribunal that allowed recovery of 222 crore rupee debt from erstwhile retail chain Shubhiksha Trading Services. Delhi High Court has refused to stay trial court order to frame charges against former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Virbhadra Singh for allegedly amassing disproportionate assets of over 10 crore rupees. Delhi High Court has allowed Congress leader P. Chidambaram to place additional documents on record in his pending anticipatory bail plea in the INX media case lodged by the CBI. Bombay High Court has pulled up government for its delay in filing an FIR in case of disruptions at Sedul Community Aid elections on the 27th of January. Bombay High Court has released two women rescued from an alleged prostitution racket and ordered to be kept at a rehab center for a year, saying that they can't be forced to stay in a rehab center for more than 3 weeks. Karnataka High Court has quashed the 6th of August, 2018 resolution passed by the BBMP Council imposing a one-year ban on advertisements in the city. Madras High Court has suggested use of either unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or satellite imagery to curb illegal sand mining in Tamil Nadu. Madras High Court has held that Rule 481 of Tamil Nadu Prison Rules, 1983 is unconstitutional to the extent it provides for deduction of 50% of the wages from the prisoners.